I'm Jesse Eden with a Siskiyou County Dispatch for the KHSU Magazine.
Explain what I'm looking at
last
here.
Last week, Irie wasn't there, so me and Shakina both did those.
Okay, so Shakina's writer.
I'm technically photo editor.
But last week, we. Yeah.
But you all also did a tiny little bit of
so
it.
Put yeah, I did.
Okay, designer, yeah. Photo editor, and writer.
And I did the designer.
Here in Forks of Salmon at the school, who am I with?
My name is Jared Lincoln, and I teach here at the Forks of Salmon School, kindergarten through eighth grade.
How many students do you have right now?
This year we have six. We have three kindergartners, a third grader, a fifth grader, and a sixth grader.
Forks of Salmon is one of my favorite parts of the region. So tell me how long you've known this area.
I grew up here in the summers, so I grew up coming here every summer with my grandparents and helping my grandpa build a cabin on my grandma and my family's property they've had for a couple hundred years. But we've been in the area for thousands of years, the Karuk and the Karnamihu natives, a band of the Shasta. So for me, it's like coming home. So it's been a nice homecoming and getting reacclimated to just the seasons. Into fall, the acorns are dropping. Gathering with Wardia with my aunt with the class was amazing. So just, we went camping to Taylor Lake, got a feel for the breeze of the winter, and just the view up there was phenomenal too, which I highly recommend.
This is so beautiful. Thank you for welcoming me to your home and your place of work. What do you have the students doing right now?
They started off the day, they're making postcards and they're sending them to a neighboring school. It's also a very small school called Greenpoint near Blue Lake, California. So it's only a couple hours away. And the old teacher is the teacher there now. And so they're doing some pen pals. So they got to do some collage work with some bordering, learning how to border for art. And then in addition to that, we also did ukulele. So they're learning how to tune the ukulele. They understand the form and the function. This land is your land. We reworded it for the area here. So now it's this land is our land. This land is their land. We've changed from redwood forest because, of course, we don't have redwoods. We have dogwoods, though. Yeah. The students, actually, they've edited this song. And so we sing this song every Friday. And we have what's called Family Friday, where the students create a beautiful PowerPoint and they perform the song. They showcase the work that they've done throughout the week. I've mentioned to them that you also play ukuleles, uh-huh. So they really love the ukuleles. And so we're actually doing a play, a production. Probably gonna happen in the mid to late spring. We're gonna do Moana. And so we're actually watching it, taking notes, and they're gonna write the screenplay for Moana.
So they're gonna adapt it themselves.
Correct. And wow. we're gonna highlight the story. We're gonna still keep it as true as possible, but make it ours. And our garden is getting revamped. We've had amazing parent involvement, and we're doing raised beds. We're doing a winter garden. So right now we have potatoes, beets, radishes, carrots. There's an amazing fig tree. And then we also partner with the Karuk tribe, and they come and bring some native trees. So we're hoping to get that partnership again this year.
So what sorts are you thinking? Like hazelnuts or what?
They actually bring in native fruiting. So I think they brought in, I want to say plum.
Ooh.
I would love to have hazelnut in our garden and willow and all those that we use for basketry so we can just be right in our backyard.
Yeah.
And then we also have a miniature greenhouse that we're also working on too. We're gonna try to get beehives in the spring. They want chickens. They're like, oh, we want a cow too. I'm like, I don't think we can take care of a cow. And they're like, we don't have enough space for it. It's been fun. It's been a good start.
Oh, that's so great. And you mentioned something about a website.
Yes. So we're in a design unit. So we've done bridges. As you can see, these are made out of popsicle sticks. They had to design these. I was like, okay, one of them's got to break. And they all withstood 55 pounds. That's all the weight we brought. And so they're incredible builders. They understand design. So right now we're doing design. So we've done the color wheel to start off to get color theory. So they understand colors and how it worked and why it was created that way. And then we're now transferring into grayscale, so understanding value. And what they did is they actually took the design elements from the engineering bridge making and created an interconnected triangle piece, a 2D version. The next goal is for them to document and create an online portfolio. And that's what the website, one of the function of the website is for them to document their experience here at Forks School. And when it comes to parent-teacher conferences, it's not going to be parent-teacher. It's going to be parent-student with a little bit of teacher. That's my goal too, is to have them create a portfolio online or physical and showcase it to their parents. And I'm just there to chime in every now and then. Because I really think that's important for them to showcase their learning and to find meaning throughout their process.
So this is quite a breadth of instruction that's going on here. I got to tell you, I'm very impressed. Like you took me in here and we're starting off with, you know, they're writing letters and learning about design and art. Then we're talking ukulele. Then we're talking about, you know, adapting plays mm-hmm. and performance to a garden space to yes. building design.
Yes.
And then we're talking website.
Yeah.
Wow.
And hopefully next, that's why we're very fortunate and very thankful for you to be here, is multimedia. That will easily tie into the website design. And the goal too is to also revamp our school website because it's very outdated. And so we really want that to showcase who we are and really encompass what our vision is and what we believe in, what we think education should look like, sound like, taste like.
Right.
All of that, all of our senses.
And they're getting to be a part of building that.
Correct. And that's my goal, is I really believe education is, the students are my boss. And of course, there's limits because they can't have full autonomy yet. And they understand that. And we make that quite clear. Just even through the morning meeting, I don't even do the morning meeting anymore. I did the first couple times, now it's student-led. I'm all about students leading, so they go over the message board in the morning about what we're doing today. We're also very fortunate to have really good partnerships like with Watershed Ed, with the Restoration Council. They're, for example, they're coming today to do a lesson from 12:30 to 2. And what they also do is they've been taking our older student from 6th through 8th graders will do fish surveys, which is phenomenal. It's a great hands-on experience. I've also spoken to the previous coordinator and who helped develop the curriculum, Dara, the past teacher here. She said some students that went through that program went on and worked with the tribes and their fisheries departments because they've had some past experience. So it's just really about developing skills and that hands-on, student-focused experience that really is still aligned with the Common Core, but it also is aligned with the students' interests.
Absolutely, and aligned with place. You know, very much place-based education and their understanding where they are on the planet.
Correct.
And understanding the ecosystem that is surrounding them and that they're a part of.
Definitely.
Oh, this is so beautiful. Well, you know what, Jared? I'm so excited to meet your students, and I look forward to an ongoing series highlighting what you're doing out here.
As do we. We are so thankful to have you coming and just capturing our essence. Thank you so much.